Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 26, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. T-Mobile announced a partnership with SpaceX to connect phones to its Starlink satellite internet service. This coverage above and beyond setup will provide a combined 2 to 4 megabit per second connection across a given coverage area in total. The idea is that this will be enough to let someone use text or messaging services when there's no traditional cell service, although you still need a clear view of the sky. The service will launch in beta by the end of 2023 in select areas. This will require second-gen Starlink satellites set to launch next year and use part of T-Mobile's mid-band PCS spectrum. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk later confirmed that the connections from these satellites would work for connectivity with Tesla vehicles. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company's next VR headset will be coming out in November. The device will offer eye and facial tracking, able to reflect facial expressions on an avatar in real time. This seems to indicate it will be Meta's higher-end Project Cambria headset that Meta previously demonstrated. Twitter announced it began integrating podcasts into its redesigned Spaces tab, available to English-speaking audiences on iOS and Android. Spaces now includes personalized hubs called Stations that group content based on a topic. These hubs will also include popular podcasts, as well as live and recorded Spaces rooms. Desktop support for podcasts in Spaces will be dependent on user feedback. USA Today's sources said that Amazon could make an acquisition offer on the video game giant Electronic Arts as early as August 26th. However, CNBC sources say that Amazon is not expected to make an offer on EA. Bloomberg sources say Meta is spending a bunch of time on building out customer service, specifically around giving users support when accounts or posts are removed. This move is in part due to feedback from its oversight board, which last year reported it received almost a million user appeals about Meta's content moderation. In other Meta news, Instagram updated its settings to now default new users under 16 years old to the app's most restrictive content settings and prompt existing teams to do the same. In June, Instagram introduced settings around sensitive content, letting users opt to see more, less, or standard amounts of this content. Those under 18 were able to choose from standard or less at launch. Now those under 16 will be defaulted to less. Google's Waze will shut down its carpooling service starting next month. The service launched in 2016 and was available in the U.S., Brazil, and Israel. Waze cited shifting commute patterns from the COVID-19 pandemic for the shutdown. LastPass confirmed threat actors breached its developer environment, ultimately exfiltrating source code and technical information. There's no evidence that customer data or encrypted password vaults were compromised. DoorDash confirmed a data breach at a third-party vendor exposed some customers' personal information. A small percentage of delivery drivers had names, phone numbers, and email addresses accessed. DoorDash confirmed to TechCrunch that the breach was related to the phishing campaign that compromised Twilio earlier this month. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey tweeted that his biggest regret with the social network is that it became a company. Dorsey reiterated his stance that Twitter should operate as a protocol that is not owned by a state or company. Google's AI Test Kitchen opened reservations to access its experimental Lambda 2 conversational AI model. Access will roll out to a small number of US-based Android users, opening up to iOS devices in the coming weeks. LG announced the UltraGear 45GR95QE, catchy name, a 45-inch curved 1440p OLED gaming monitor with a 240Hz refresh rate. It also supports picture-by-picture and picture-in-picture modes from multiple sources. No word on pricing or availability. And finally, Valve released a 52-page ebook outlining its development and vision for the Steam Deck. In it, it says it's committed to the Steam Deck and SteamOS as a multi-generational product line with plans to support both for the foreseeable future. It also said that about 15% of the over 30,000 titles on Steam have been designated playable on the Steam Deck. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.